Good morning. This is YTN News. The First Minister for Auckland says his first task will be trying to ensure government ministers and departments and local government, iwi and business community are working together to help the city recover from last week's flooding. Roskill MP Michael Wood sees it primarily as a coordinating role.
It's very easy to duplicate stuff, to get in each other's way, to be pulling in different directions. My job will be to make sure I get around all of those key people in the government and other places of influence to make sure that we are identifying the key issues, that we're focusing on them really closely, and that we're pulling together.
Michael Wood. He says many kainga ora homes were badly hit by the floods, and there was also significant damage to transport infrastructure. Meanwhile, Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown has appointed a team to review the council's response to the major weather event that hit the region on January the 27th. It will be led by former Police Commissioner Mike Bush, who led the response to the March 2019 terrorist attack on Christchurch and was strategic operations lead for the government's COVID-19 response. Other members include PwC partner Debbie Francis, who conducted the independent review into workplace culture at Parliament, former Civil Defence Director Gary Knowles, who led the Pike River Mine disaster response for the New Zealand Police, and former Senior Sergeant Michael Puckey, who was head of iwi and community relations at County's Monaco Police. The review will report on the performance of the immediate official emergency response, including whether the state of emergency should have been declared earlier, and identify what needs to be done to be better for another event. The new chair of Nelson's giant, Whakatūan Corporation, says 2023 is shaping up to be both exciting and challenging for the nearly $500 million Māori organisation. Johnny McGregor from Te Ateo Ngāti Rārua has been involved with the incorporation since it was formed in 1977 to manage the remnants of Māori reserved land in the Nelson and Motueka areas. It now has an asset base approaching $500 million. He says it's keen to diversify its food and wine businesses and has been exploring new health food opportunities. It also takes a long-term view with its Te Pai Tawhiti 500-year plan, causing a stir when he explained it during a recent Indigenous trade event overseas.
And it sort of blew their mind because they were like, wow, how do you have a 500-year plan? And I think it's one of the things I'm most proud of, actually, is it sets the platform for us to have intergenerational thinking, long-term thinking, so we can make those good decisions, not just commercial for now decisions, but decisions for the next generations that come through.
Johnny McGregor says Whakatū has invested in developing not only its land, but its 4,000 owners, and that's paying off with board and staff members now commonly holding tertiary degrees. And the Hormel, that's YTN News, which you'll always find on ytnnews.com.